When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Thursday, 3 days away from the Eagles and the 49ers. Sunday at 4:30, Lincoln Financial Field. I can't wait. Now, I'm starting to get those playoff butterflies. And I mentioned yesterday that this is the best five-day stretch of football all year long. Starting tonight with the college football playoff, tomorrow night college football playoff, Saturday the NFL playoffs with the Rams and Panthers, and of course the Bears and the Packers, and then Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Bills and the Jaguars, and of course at 4:30, the Eagles and the 49ers, leading into Pats and Chargers, and then Monday night with the Texans and Steelers. So it's wall-to-wall football for 5 days. I cannot wait. And as I look at the playoff field, I was really studying it yesterday and just thinking about the 14 teams that made the playoffs this year. And typically, when the playoffs start, I mentioned this recently, both, you know, show, podcast, newsletter, that I usually have a feeling, a sense, a take entering this part of the year, entering the postseason of who's going to win the Super Bowl. Now, often, like anybody else, I could be wrong, but I have a strong opinion on one or two or three or four teams that I could see winning the Super Bowl. This year, I don't have that kind of strong opinion on it. What I do have is a group of teams that I believe can come out of this and win the Super Bowl. And I was looking at the 14 playoff teams, and in my opinion, there's 8 teams out of the 14 that simply I cannot see hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Now, could one or two of the or three of those 8 qualify for the Super Bowl? Could they get there if things broke their way? Of course. I mean, it's a tournament. And in a tournament, sometimes you get a team that is kind of a weird one that gets to the final round. But when I look at it, I only see 6 teams that can win the Super Bowl. I want to roll through those 6 teams. Obviously, at the end, we'll, by process elimination, I'll go through my list of teams that cannot win the Super Bowl, the 8 that I eliminated. But let's go through the 6 teams that I believe legitimately can win the Super Bowl. We'll go conference by conference. I will start with the NFC. I will jump to the AFC. And then we'll just quickly go through why I disqualified all 8 teams that I did from winning the Super Bowl. All right. We start in the NFC. I have 3 in each conference. It just worked out that way. If it was 5-1, it was 5-1. If it was 4-2, 4-2, whatever. I wasn't looking for 3 in each conference. I've got 3 teams in each conference, I believe, I could kind of close my eyes and see the quarterback and the coach holding up the trophy in Santa Clara in February. All right, we start in the NFC, and I start with the number one seed, the Seattle Seahawks. I know there's a lot of reason people want to doubt Seattle. I'm not one of those doubters. I think McDonald is a special coach. I think he's becoming a special defensive coach. As much as, you know, flack Sam Darnold takes, it has been one playoff game. Just one he played poorly. He's only qualified and played in one playoff game. Back-to-back seasons of 14 wins. They have arguably the best roster, 1 through 53 in the NFL, when you just look at good players. I mean, just loads of good football players. Young, talented, fast, healthy football players. They are a loaded roster. They have number one seed. They have home field advantage. They have a schematic advantage with their head coach. They have a good offensive coordinator that is interviewing for jobs right now, or will interview for jobs coming up shortly. It's a major home field advantage. I think that their offense is a little bit underrated in that it doesn't wow you with anything, but look at their points scored. Look at their quarterback's ability to push the ball down the field in chunks. Look at the explosiveness of their number one option. The best receiver in pro football this year was Jackson Smith and Jigba. It's him and Puka Nacua. So they have that. They have two running backs that are healthy and ready to roll for the postseason. They have an array of tight ends that can make plays. They are an excellent special teams. They are, based on their home field advantage and bye, I think the most likely team.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To win the Super Bowl, they're going to have the fewest potential pitfalls. If they could beat the Rams in a potential divisional round matchup next week, if chalk holds, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's I would bet on them the most to win the Super Bowl. Number one, the Seattle Seahawks. Number two in the NFC is the Los Angeles Rams. Now, I have thought until very recently the Rams were the best team I saw all year. And their loss in overtime to Seattle a few weeks ago tipped the scales in terms of number one seed and all that kind of stuff. But the Rams are a historically good wild card team. They are the kind of team that absolutely could go from the wild card round to hoisting a Lombardi trophy. They have a tremendous future Hall of Fame quarterback. They have a tremendous future Hall of Fame head coach who gives them a schematic advantage on the offensive end. They have waves of pass rushers. They have a smart, creative defensive coordinator. They have two running backs. They have an ability to win in many styles, running the football, power football, heavy, light. They have two big-time wide receivers. They have a lot going for them. They're a past champion, so they have pedigree with a lot of those players. They're not afraid to go on the road. They won't be afraid to go to Seattle. They won't be afraid to come to Philadelphia. They get the easiest matchup of any team in round one. So although it's a cross-country flight, it's on the road. I know they lost that team a few weeks ago. You know, if you were picking any team to play in the first round of all the 14 teams in the postseason, you would obviously pick the Carolina Panthers. So they get, while there's no easy games in the NFL playoffs and while there's no locks, we've seen this kind of game before, whether it's the Tebow Broncos or the Marshawn Lynch Seahawks, where this kind of upset happens. I'd be very surprised if the Rams don't get through this round and get to the next round. The Los Angeles Rams 1,000% can win the Super Bowl. And I would put, I'll put it this way. If they reach the title game, which means they will either have gone to Seattle and won and knocked them out, or come through Philadelphia and then are heading to Seattle, if they have accomplished all that, it's going to be very hard for me to bet against them in a potential title game. And I think they'll be favored in any matchup in the Super Bowl. The Rams are at number two. My number three team out of the NFC that can win the Super Bowl is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I have there's a lot of reasons to doubt this particular Eagles team. Offensive line isn't as good. Three and out rate is historically bad. They don't reach the red zone enough. The passing game's too inconsistent. They don't run the football enough. Petullo has not put together full games as a coordinator. Jalen Hurts has been closer to mediocre than excellent this season. All that. Adoree Jackson, the safeties could probably be had in terms of the passing game if time is had against them, you know, if the quarterback gets time. The fact they don't have home field, they have to probably play two road games, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's all there. That being said, it is a relatively weak 1-2 seed in terms of what those teams have accomplished in the NFC. Seahawks, although I like them, have not done this yet. It's not a team that has got a lot of pelts on the wall. Bears, historically weak number two seed. AFC field weak. Pedigree, never underestimate the heart of a champion. Jalen Hurts has played some big playoff games, so you know it is in him. Now, can he play four in a row? We'll see. This year kind of portends he probably doesn't have that, but we'll see. They have pedigree. And as I said the other day on the Midday Show, there's been plenty of teams in sports history that have repeated as champions that have kind of sleptwalked through that second season, that it just hasn't been the same. It hasn't been as easy. It hasn't looked as good. And then the postseason arrives, and there's a different gear. I don't know if this Eagles team has that gear, but they could. And for that reason, they make my list. I also think path-wise, if chalk holds, if you had told me 6 weeks ago they could get the Niners and the Bears on the path to a title game and the Seahawks and Rams would play each other in the division round, which is certainly very plausible, I would have signed up for that from an Eagles perspective in a heartbeat. So they are my third NFC team that can win the Super Bowl. And if they, you know, if they get through the NFC and they get there, they're a team that has more experience in that game than anyone. There's no Chiefs on the other side this time. That's not there. So they'd be the experienced team in the game. They'd be that team. So I go Seahawks, Rams, Eagles in the NFC that can win the Super Bowl.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at the Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
AFC, I'm going to surprise you a little bit with the seeding picks, because the NFC, I went 1-3-5. I guess it could be a little similar here in the AFC. All right, the three AFC teams I could see winning the Super Bowl. Number one is the Denver Broncos. It's very fun and easy to hate on the Broncos and just say, not that good. They are good. They're very good. You know, they have lost three football games this season. They lost one game. They had one stinker. They lost to the Jaguars in the month of December. And that was coming off the heels of some emotional wins over the Chiefs and the Packers. They had a letdown day in the month of December when they really had things mostly locked up. They have an excellent coach who's won the Super Bowl before. They have a young quarterback that when he plays well, and he's played well in fourth quarters, which Super Bowls typically come down to fourth quarters. I view Bo Nix a lot like Jalen Hurts. And he's young, you know, he's early in his career, but the kind of quarterback that when he's on his game, the team's unstoppable. And he gets on these heaters where he plays really well, and then there's spots where his accuracy's off. He's not as good, but his legs are a big factor. I think he's a similar player to Jalen Hurts. And that obviously is good enough to win a Super Bowl. Jalen did it last year. I wouldn't be shocked if Bo Nix has a big playoff game or two. Like, whoa, oh my God, the way Jalen Hurts has in the past. So they have that. They have a variety of weapons on the outside. It's not just one receiver. They have great offensive line, good running backs, including R.J. Harvey, the rookie, coming on. They have a defense that is excellent with the best cover corner in the NFL, one of the best pass rush in the league. I mean, they get after the quarterback. They don't take sacks. They create sacks. They're going to have home field at Mile High, where you know it is a chore for any team to get through. They are the most likely team out of the AFC to get to the Super Bowl. And if they get there with that pass rush and that coach and a quarterback that can use his legs and make plays, yeah, they absolutely can win the Super Bowl. Are they more likely than any of the NFC teams? I think they'd be underdogs to all three. They did beat the Eagles here in Philadelphia this year. They'd be an underdog to the Seahawks, underdog to the Rams. But could they win the Super Bowl? Absolutely. It wouldn't shock me at all to see Sean Payton and Bo Nix raising a Lombardi. My second AFC team and fifth overall team I think could win the Super Bowl is the Buffalo Bills. You know, the Bills, this kind of reminds me a little bit of the year that Peyton Manning won. Now, Peyton ended up having a home AFC title game, and he got a home game in the first round. But the second game, they were on the road in Baltimore. And they went into the postseason as one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. And Tony Dungy and that defense was able to patch it together for the postseason. It would not floor me if the Bills got better against the run in these big games. It really wouldn't. I thought when they played the Eagles, they were better against the run. That might have been Eagles issues, but I thought they were better against the run against the Eagles. They have the best quarterback in the dance. They have a team that's been there over and over, so a lot of experience. I think the signing of Joey Bosa is going to pay dividends in a big spot here, maybe as early as this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they could get through this weekend, I think there's going to be a little bit of sense of, okay, we might be able to go do this, because they're going to look at the path ahead and say, this is who's in front of us. These are the quarterbacks in front of us. These are the teams. There's no Chiefs. I know a lot of people point to the resume just for this year and say, the Bills aren't that good. The Bills are good, and I think the Bills are capable of winning the Super Bowl, especially with that quarterback, if he's healthy. And that foot, he's not on the injury report this week, which is big, but if that foot and ankle feels good, Josh Allen could take over the sport over the next month. The Bills can win the Super Bowl. And the final AFC team I have as capable of winning the Super Bowl, team I'm higher on, I think, than most, are the Houston Texans. The Texans are a dangerous football team right now. I love them, and I'll have my picks up for you Saturday morning for the entire wildcard weekend slate. I love the Texans Monday night in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. I think they're going to beat the crap out of them. I think this Texas defense is dynamite. I mean, up front with Hunter and Anderson, good secondary. They run, they hit, they get to the quarterback. I think Rodgers is in a world of trouble in this football game. And I'm a CJ Stroud fan. I thought his rookie year was excellent. I saw some shades of young Troy Aikman. You know, sophomore slump a little bit, but they fixed the offense. They fixed the offensive line. It's not as bad as it used to be. Woody Mark's a more explosive runner than what they had last year. And that receiving core has gotten better. It used to just be Nico Collins. Now they've got some pieces there, and they're making explosive throws down the field. I know the season numbers aren't great, but there was a stretch early where they didn't play good football offensively. Then they lost CJ Stroud for a while, and they had to piecemeal things together with their backup quarterback, Davis Mills. But I look at them recently, I'm like, that offense can make some explosive plays. They can run the football decently. They're protecting Stroud enough. They get to the quarterback as good as anyone in pro football. They're suffocating in the secondary. That's got a lot of recipe for dominance. And I think back to, was it 10 years ago in Santa Clara, where that Broncos defense, with their defense leading the way, and Von Miller won the Super Bowl. It wouldn't shock me if Will Anderson is this year's Von Miller. And they're in Santa Clara, and they're facing Sam Darnold, you know, if it's Texans Seahawks, and they just suffocate the offense that they're facing, and they win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't be floored. I like D'Amico Ryans as a coach, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Texans won the Super Bowl. Now, quickly, the eight teams and the why. Panthers, come on now. Let's be real. Packers, too banged up this year. 49ers, I think they're too banged up to go on an extended road run. Could they win a game? Could they give the Eagles a fight? Of course. Are they going to win four games? I don't think they have the horses this season. So easy to knock out the Panthers, easy to knock out the 49ers, easy to knock out the Packers and Panthers. The Bears as a two seed, am I disrespecting them? Maybe. I don't buy their defense at all, and I think Caleb's just too young to do this for a full postseason. I think they're going to get had, whether it be this week or next week, and I think they're a year or two away. As far as the AFC, the most difficult one to leave off my list was the Patriots. Heck of a season. The quarterback is playing his tail off and might win the MVP of the league. And obviously Vrabel's a good coach. I don't think they have enough defensive personnel yet. I don't think they have enough pass rush yet. I think they are a little bit suspect, and the schedule was very, very light. It wouldn't surprise me if they went out earlier than people expected. Jaguars, I may be disrespecting them a little bit. I just don't trust the quarterback. I know he's on a heater. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. Never have, probably never will. Steelers, please. I mean, they won that division on a gift. It's just, they're not good enough. It's a hodgepodge team. It's just, it's no way. There's no way the Steelers are winning the Super Bowl. And then as far as who did I miss in the AFC is why they can't. I said why the Patriots can't. I said why the Jaguars can't. I said why the Steelers can't. Oh, one more would be, who am I missing? Who am I missing in the AFC? Oh, the Chargers, the offensive line. It's just, it's been an amazing job by Harbaugh to piecemeal that together. Herbert's done an incredible job staying upright and making plays. They're a year away. If they get Alt and Slater back, and one or two more pieces, they're going to be really dangerous. I like them moving forward. It's not going to happen this year against these pass rushers. So the six teams that can win the Super Bowl, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Eagles, the Broncos, the Bills, the Texans, that's my list. One of those six will win Super Bowl 60. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.